Is everyone ready to start?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, welcome to the third meeting of conceptual design. Let's get the PowerPoint presentation up and running. Okay. On the agenda for this particular meeting, we'll have your three presentations on what you've done since our last meeting after we came up with some general ideas of our design. And then we have to make some key decisions on our remote control concept and how we're going to make what material we're going to use and that sort of thing. The meeting will be 40 minutes long.
Okay.
And we will once again have Poppy as our first presenter.
Okay.
All right. And I'll switch up.
Thank you. Should be just loading. Okay. Oh, although I can't see it on my screen. Let's just go here. Okay. Been doing some research into the different components that we could use, what's available to us to actually make the remote control. First of all, we have to look at how the remote control is actually made and what happens inside the casing, which is more your field. The main internal feature is a circuit board, which contains all the electronics and also the contacts with the power source, which is not necessarily a battery, as we're about to see. There are several components of the circuit board that we need to consider, where we'll be getting them from, what they'll be made of, including the integrated circuit, which is also known as the chip, which is where all the main information is contained. Diodes, transistors, resonators, resistors, and capacitors all need to be considered as well, and all their positioning in the circuit.
Are they all included, like mandatorily, or are these different options?
They're all different options. They're all separate, apart from the chip, which we will probably decide whether we buy a simple or regular advanced. We can go into that later. All the other things are individual components that we'd have to get in separately and work out the most like effective circuit, including all the wires and everything like that. And the LED, of course, so that's the light emitting diode, so we've got like flexibility with colours and things with that as well. Okay, there are lots of different possibilities for the energy source. We could use a basic battery, but that brings with it like the need to be recharged and the bulk, the size of it as well. And they're not so great to dispose of environmentally. There's the hand-powered dynamo, which is the sort of thing that was used for torches 50 years ago. A bit out of date. Kinetic energy is something that's been recently developed.
What is a hand-powered dynamo?
Where you manually charge up the power. Like you
just
wind
every
up something.
Once
sorry?
Just every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while, I think. But
it'd be kind of strange to.
Yeah, it'd be like going a step back in time. I don't think it would really be with kind of cutting edge technology.
No.
Whereas kinetic energy is a new idea that's been used by some watches and other devices where you just shake the device and it gives it to power. I mean, the kinetic energy is transformed into power to make the circuit work, or the solar power, which we've been considering inside a building, which is where it's going to be used, might not be quite so useful, but good to look into. Renewable energy is always the way. Lots of considerations for the case, like what sort of shape it would be, curved or flat, and that's got a lot to do with the ergonomics, like how it's comfortable and sits in the hand. We don't want something that's huge and you can't pick up, or too small, or too slidey. I know I've had a remote control before which you couldn't tell which was the front and the back. So it had so many buttons on, and the shape was so symmetrical that I'd be pressing like a volume button instead of the on button, because you can't really see which way around it.
Yeah.
We also can choose what materials. We could use metal, we could use rubber, which might be more ideal for the anti-RSI. It's like the same sort of rubber that's used in stress balls and things like that. So it's very like soft, not so stressful on your hands. Wood. Again, stepping back inside, we get there. I don't think that's quite up to date with what we're looking for here. Titanium is not going to be possible, even though it just beyond our budget really, but would have been maybe for future projects. Right, I have a choice for buttons as well. We've developed some, we've got some good advances in technology with our research team. I've found some new multiple options scroll buttons. I think that was brought up before. They're basically quite a flexible design, modern. You don't have to use individual buttons. You can just slide up and down. I'm sure we're all quite familiar with those on mobiles or computer, laptop pads.
One thing with scroll buttons, though, we would have to have an LCD.
Yeah, that's true.
Display,
and that would lead to an advanced
thing.
Yeah, if we have, yeah, we're going on to that later with the with the LCD. That means we need a really advanced chip, and it's unlikely that that's going to be in our budget. Also, we've got the integrated push button, which is what we're most familiar with. It's most straightforward, but you can incorporate that with a scroll button as well. So good decisions to make there. And this is what I was just saying before, linked into the different, depends on what type of buttons we have and the inputs. Simple would go with the push button. Regular, you could link with the scroll button. And the advanced would have to go with a LCD display. My personal preferences, I think we could go for the kinetic energy source. I think that's quite an advanced kind of technology. It's not been seen before, so it could be quite a novelty factor, attractive as well, and also energy saving, because you're producing the energy. You don't need an external battery supply or solar panels. You just give it a shake.
Yep.
Sounds brilliant to me. Rubber casing, I think, we're probably the best if we're going for the anti-RSI and like more choice with aesthetics. Like it could be pretty much any color we want. And gives you more flexibility there. And probably the regular chip as opposed to the simple, then we could possibly have the scroll and the push, but no LCD because we probably can't afford that one.
Yeah. One concern with the rubber casing is that it would be rubber encapsulating all of these chips and diodes and delicate technology as the exterior. This is the one thing that's protecting its innards.
I think that would there would be an in sort of more internal casing, and the rubber would just be that what's in contact with the human.
Another thing is it might be more difficult if it's a rubber exterior, and we were talking about putting on interchangeable plates. I don't see how a rubber plate going on top of it would stay there. If it was sort of like a clip-on plastic plate, it would work that way.
Maybe if the if it was just kind of a more of a rubber coating which was on to a case, so it was kind of the whole thing would be removable.
Like plastic with rubber.
I can't think of what.
Well, there is a certain phone that has like a rubber casing.
You can get sort of outer casing for iPods and something that's just,
yes,
it's protective as well. It stops it. I mean, it will reduce the impact if it was dropped or something as well, because it wouldn't damage itself so easy.
All right.
I think so maybe a mixture of both there, maybe. Yeah.
So the actual remote would be hard plastic.
And then,
And the buttons obviously are rubber.
That sounds good. Is it possible to put designs onto this type of rubber?
As far as I know, it should be.
Okay. We'll just see.
That's
just
one.
All right. I like the kinetic energy source idea.
Yeah.
I don't know when people will be moving our moat around a lot, but I think that it's worth it. Kinetic energy source, it can make, and we could have any kind of style. It would be as heavy or bulky. Just for environmental reasons.
Yeah.
I guess it's a bit scary because it hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
So it seems we need to do more research on it, or I don't know if you can have a battery pack.
Like as a backup to
so
something.
Yes, there is one battery, because most remotes use two batteries,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So if it was running off of one battery,
that
is
would
it?
Be good,
yeah. Some alternative just in case.
Right.
Something went wrong.
Maybe we could, you were saying about solar power maybe not working indoors, but a lot of chemicals.
That's true, I just thought of that. Yeah.
So maybe that could
Maybe that could be the backup.
Yeah.
Instead of a battery.
Although
like solar
it
backup.
Needs some light, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so
I suppose
you
can
watch
so
TV in the dark then.
Yeah.
But thing is, it's not, you don't need the solar all the time. It can be stored. It can be like you can have the solar energy and then it can store that energy and use it. It just needs to be in light for a certain amount of time per day, like a few hours a day.
I think that might be a little impractical.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's just shoved under a cushion. And
that's true. It could easily.
Yeah, people don't want to have to worry about that.
Yeah. I suppose it would be really annoying if you get to think, oh no, I've got to charge my remote today. Like if the kinetic thing, I think what's best about that is that it's instant energy. You don't have to, you know, you can shake it a few times or whatever and
or just, like,
it works.
It up when you're gonna
Use
it.
Instead of you don't have to like make sure it's in the right place to charge and certain stuff.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
There we go. It didn't. It wasn't on mine either. I don't know why. I think I just used the mouse on there.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to go through the interface concept with use noise. First of all, I'll explain what a user interface is. It's the aspects of a computer system which can be seen or otherwise perceived, for example, heard or felt, maybe, or by the human user, and it's also the commands that the user uses to control its operation and to input data. There are two types of user interfaces. There's the graphical user interface, which emphasizes the use of pictures for output and a pointing device, for example, a mouse for input control. So that's sort of like the scroll thing you were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not really sure about the pictures. Maybe that's on an LCD screen.
Mm.
Or maybe it's the buttons are pictures or something.
Mm. Yeah. So I suppose sometime after you.
Because command interface requires you to type textual commands and input at a keyboard, so the numbers are sort of like a keyboard,
yeah.
You're pressing the numbers
So you must, for the graphical user, you must need some kind of presentation for the graphics, like an
I suppose on some buttons you would have, like the power would be some kind of symbol, and if you wanted to go onto teletext, or I know we're not having that, but I mean, a similar thing, there's a little picture of a screen with lines across it, which I suppose it's that sort of thing, like the symbol on the button. But if we're having a simplified display anyway, that we probably won't have to focus so much on that, and be more on the numbers and the volume.
It'd be more command interface.
Yeah.
I suppose we need to think of symbols for like the volume display and stuff like that.
So it's just graphical for the pointing aspect? The infrared, is that?
No, I think it's to do with the actual symbols that are on that's on the buttons of the remote control. And
okay, so when it says pointing device, that doesn't include.
Well, it could be a scroller thing, and something could come up on the screen.
Yeah, I think they're talking about LCD type things.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think we're going to go with the command interface anyway to make it more simplistic. But we can incorporate some of the graphical user just to make it nicer to look at, maybe.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't think of an example, but sort of like little pictures rather than.
Oh yeah,
like
how
a
the buttons.
Sound, instead of saying volume, like a little speaker or something.
Yeah,
like
as a button though. So it's a keyboard in the shape of it.
Yeah,
right?
Perhaps. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The we've decided that the command interface would be the most useful for a remote control, as it would be less complicated and the controls would be more user friendly. The remote control would be cheaper to design, so that we'd have more money in the budget to target the design area of the interface. You know, make it more trendy and original. We'll have more money if we keep it simple.
Yeah, I'm sure like Kinetic Energy would probably dip into the budget.
Yeah.
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 It's quite a new technology. We also have to keep in mind when we're designing our more user friendly remote control that a lot of interfaces consist of a clutter of buttons that that their functions, colours and forms aren't always helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And like the buttons with all the different like colours for different choices and things,
yeah.
It can be a bit, yeah, overwhelming.
And that all interfaces are different, so that doesn't improve the use of the product, so we need to come up with something that's easy to understand and maybe learn from the mistakes of other interfaces that can be too complicated for people to use.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Does anyone have any questions?
Do you think that we should keep all the buttons to one same color just to keep it, give it a simplistic look?
Mm-hmm.
I think if we go with the design plate thing, we'll have to, just because of color clashing and
yeah.
If we
yeah.
wanted to. So and we might, I mean, depending on what comes out of the design, we might have to stick to just black buttons.
But what about the lighting up effect?
You mean different colours for the lighting or?
I thought we had decided that we would, if we touched from the buttons, they'd all light up. And
mm-hmm.
so if they were black, it would be possible for them to light up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well,
if they were white, they would glow, probably, if they were made of rubber.
Oh, so you're picturing the light as coming from the back. I kind of pictured it as kind of coming from the sides and lighting it up. Frontwards.
Oh.
Oh,
but
I guess
you mean from the back. Okay.
I'd assume like an internal light
okay.
yeah.
that comes through. So there would have to be some parts maybe transparent around
right.
the buttons or something.
And well, rubber is a more translucent
yeah,
product
yeah.
too, so
mm-hmm.
it should be able
get
to.
That taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
In the phone that I was thinking of as well, when you change the covers of it, the little buttons. That actually, you know, that control stuff are behind the rubber. So you can change the buttons when you're changing the faces. Do you
oh.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh.
it's just
yeah,
the
sort
control.
Of
yeah.
Okay.
And that's behind it. So,
mm.
I mean, we don't have to decide on one colour. Each face could have its own colour of buttons, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're raised up buttons.
Yeah.
So that you can feel them. We were talking about it being more, a lot more tangible. It might be more difficult to do.
Yeah.
If they're sticking up, if it's flat, then, like, I don't know, like on a cell phone or a mobile phone, it's like all very flat and you just have to sort of press down on these tiny little buttons, but.
Yeah.
I think it would be possible. I don't think it would make that much difference. I mean, the dimensions of it, because if it's just like constructed in the same way as like the front cover of a mobile phone, you can like take off the hard cover and then there's the like so the buttons and then you get to the circuit. I don't think it would matter that the buttons were bigger through the top casing. I'm sure you could work it out to fit in the casing without causing too much difficulty. I'm sure that'd be fine.
All right. If it's doable, we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
go on with this.
Are you not plugged in yet?
Oh, that's a very good point. Okay, so this report is about trend watching. Basically, so we can live up to our purpose of having a very fashionable remote control. Sorry. There we go. so just so you know, my method was mainly web-based research this time around. I also spoke with fashion experts in Milan, New York, and Paris. And I looked at the design reports from previous years here at Real Remote, just so we can work off of them, see how fashions have changed. So I'll list the three most important aspects that I've come across, and they're each more important than the one that comes after it. The first one is that there should be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. This should be our priority, as we've been saying. The second most important aspect is that the remote control should be technologically innovative. So I think we've done a lot of talking about that, just with lighting and the buttons and the faceplates. So it looks like we'll be able to keep on track with that. And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So pretty basic there. The recent fashion update, according to fashion watchers in Paris and Milan, is that fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. Also, in contrast to last year, the field material is expected to be spongy. Again, we've already discussed that with rubber versus hard plastic goods. So my personal preferences here, of course, we've already talked about the personal faceplates in this meeting, and I'd love to stick to that. The fruits and vegetable themes, I don't know if that's going to work for us. It sounds something that you'd use on kitchenware. I don't know if we want to do it on remotes. It could be one of the options, maybe for the television that people have in their kitchen. The temporary light-up idea sounds like we're going to stick to that, and then tying in a trendy look with user-friendliness.
Yeah. Yes, the fruits and vegetables is the only area that I find rather jarring.
It is strange.
We can really do according to our plans already, given the market, but fruits and vegetables seems a very strange idea.
It's a lot of left
well,
but it's everywhere. So maybe, I've seen a lot of purses with olives on them. No. But I think if we stick to TV-based, you know, maybe TV shows or
colors.
They
still need to fit into people's decor, though.
I think we could possibly take a more abstract design, like look at the basic shapes of different fruits and vegetables, and then just really like strip it down to like really basic shapes. I mean, we don't have to make something in the shape of a strawberry, but it could have the curves of a strawberry or something, or a strawberry seed or a leaf, or just really make it quite abstract if that fits in more with what we're doing instead of fruits and vegetables. Just if you look at it straightforward, it's a bit, it doesn't quite fit in with the trendy. Well, obviously it does if that's the current theme, but maybe we could go more directly, I don't know.
Yeah.
But initially, I don't know, I think if we just sort of tone it down a bit.
One thing I was thinking though is, I don't know if you'll remember from our kickoff meeting, we talked about our favorite animals.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be animal based, you know, because a lot of people have a house cat or a dog. That might be getting, you know, too specific, and we should see what the success of the first faceplates are, but it's something to keep in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And did you have any questions? Pretty straightforward?
Given that information, we need to start making some more specific decisions. So I'll need to hook up the PowerPoint again.
Have you guys been saving your PowerPoint presentations to the...
I didn't for the first one, but I have now.
It's still around, right?
Yeah.
Where
hopefully.
Do you have to save it
there? Project documents, I think.
Trying to make this pop up here. Alright, here we go. Okay, so we have to decide now exactly what we are going to do.
Okay.
So energy we owe. No, I can't write it in because it's in the center. So we don't know how to take it out of yeah, okay. So back to decisions. Energy, we've decided on kinetic.
Kinetic,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good.
Are we going to have a backup? Or do we just...
Would a backup really be necessary? I mean, will people just use the battery if there's no...
I think maybe we could just go for the kinetic energy and be bold and innovative and
yeah.
hope this works. And, well, hope that it works,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
there's
I think.
There's no reason why it wouldn't.
No.
Right? So
I think we should just, like, take advantage of, like, using this to its full potential.
Yeah.
And go for it.
It could be one of our selling points.
It could be.
Yeah.
But fully
yeah.
kinetic energy.
Yeah.
yeah.
Environmentally conscious.
Is
so
everyone happy
working,
with it?
They just have to shake it a bit and that revitalizes
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Alright, the next decision is chip on print. I don't exactly know what that means.
It's whether we went for the simple, the regular, or the advanced chip, and that linked in with what buttons we were going to have. So.
Right, and we were going for more simplistic style, right?
Yeah. But was so that was without the LCD, so that means we are
yeah.
not doing the advanced. So it depends on whether we wanted the scroll buttons or just the push buttons.
I think we decided on the push buttons, right?
Yeah.
So that's the simple.
Yeah. Would we need a more advanced one for the lighting, the interior lighting system?
Yeah, possibly. So it's probably going to be the regular chip that we're going to need. So it's a
okay.
medium. So regular
that's
chip.
Medium or regular?
Regular, sorry.
okay.
Regular chip.
Oh, is regular not simple?
Yeah.
Lighting, yeah. If we, because of the lighting that we've decided to put in as well.
Okay, and pieces.
So
is this dependent on shape or what it's made of or what?
I think this is just like going to be that very outer case which we will decide on rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess plastic and
rubber.
Coated
yeah.
in rubber.
Yeah. Plastic
rubber
coat.
With rubber coating and interchangeable.
Interchangeable, yep, still going for that.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. User interface concept. This is your time to shine.
We decided on the component. I'm sorry, I've lost my part
your
of
screen.
My so I can't know what it's called.
It's called command
interface.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Command interface.
The command
interface.
Command line interface, yeah.
Is it command line?
Yeah.
Okay. Line interface. Alright, and supplements. What's that all about?
I think that is, well, we haven't really made any decisions about what we're going to do about the cluster of button functions, colors and forms, and gestures. Like, what are our ideas to combat these problems? You know, different interfaces are very different and can be confusing because of the difference and because of
mm-hmm.
the different clusters of buttons that they have. We haven't really decided what to do with that.
What are our choices here?
Well, it's just, Where shall we locate the buttons? What kind of functions shall we have?
Like we'll have the numbers of the channels and we'll have
power,
the channel changer and
volume
and power.
So pretty, just the basic.
Yeah. Like I don't know if we should go into like adjusting light levels, things like that, because different televisions will have.
Like, yeah, tone contrast and things,
yeah.
That's a bit.
That was on one of my presentations about how often it was used. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was minimal. Well,
yeah.
It wasn't the.
Yeah, it was hardly ever used, really.
Should I bring it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
most
would be good.
Will come with a remote.
Yeah, and surely that would be like quite specific to the individual
television,
so.
Okay, well, we know we want numbers.
The screen settings was used 0.5 times an hour, so once every 2 hours. And it was considered 1.5 relevant on a scale of 10. That's brightness, color, tone, and all that.
I think most of that comes like on the individual television set itself, doesn't it? I'm sure it has its own buttons, so you don't necessarily need to have it on remote.
Yeah, and different televisions, like I don't know if we can make a remote that will be universal to all the different kinds.
Yeah. So we're just going for power, channels,
volume.
The other one was audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch. I mean, I sometimes use that. Some TVs will have the option of like living room style, movie style.
Yeah.
And that they said that's used 0.8 times an hour, which is actually somewhat high, like almost once an hour.
Yeah.
Relevance of 2.
Oh, we have 5 minutes to finish our meal. All right. Okay. Let's
Well, that didn't come up on mine.
Should we have audio? It only comes up on mine.
It would seem silly if we weren't having anything else, just have an audio button on. Do you know?
Yeah, it's a problem with the international appeal, I think, if we have audio, because we don't know how other televisions work. But we know that everyone has this and it's the same.
Yeah, I guess it affects the marketing, because it is a good sales play to say, aren't you annoyed with the remote controls that have all these buttons?
Yeah.
This one has channel, volume.
Yeah, that's it.
That
we can just go for
it,
make it a selling point that it is just the
simple
basic. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Good. And, okay, in closing, because we only have 5 minutes, we'll be meeting again in 30 minutes. You'll be working, probably we'll be working on the look and feel design. Wait a minute, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the user interface design, so this is where the trendy stuff comes in, and you'll be evaluating the product. Poppy and Tara will have to work together using modeling clay, and your personal coach will give you the rest of the information of what needs to happen.
Okay.
All right, so anyone else have something to say?
I just have one question about the whole fruit and vegetable aspect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, seeing as that was the most popular thing that came up out of your market research, I think we should keep to that rather than moving to animals or something, because even if that may not seem obvious to us, if that's what the surveys brought out, I think we should probably go along with that.
Yeah.
So I suppose that'll come out in our design development, but happy to go ahead with the fruit and veg.
Now, do you guys want an idea of how many, are you going to come up with casing ideas?
What do you think of this? Having the numbers kind of like, not a bunch of grapes, but you know, like purple and kind of in a triangle, like grapes.
Yeah, you can have some fun with the
buttons,
it's true.
We can have a look at those ideas,
I guess ideally you'd kind of think of age markets as well, so it's something that will, you know, appeal to the 15 to 25 year old, something that your granny would want on her remote control. International taste as well. So.
Tricky. A lot of things to consider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Okay.
We'll stick to the fruit and veggie theme. Alright. And we'll reconvene in 30 minutes.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
I'll see you later.